All right, good morning. It's 7:08 a.m. Saturday, August the 5th, 2020.
Morning.
Good morning. A little smoke in the air this morning, I think. The sunrise was really red. Anyway, yeah, Saturday the 5th, 7:08. I left the house at 6:30, so today's been sort of like a time warp day. Every time I turn around, I've lost 5 minutes. And I don't remember 5 minutes passing, it's just sort of like, oh, 5 minutes have passed. It took me 10 minutes to get the photo up this morning for some reason. My phone has decided that it's going to be really, really slow. And that bothers me because it makes me think maybe the phone has picked up a virus or something. The other part of it is it's really, really old. It's really old. It's a Note 3. So my hair is just putting too much of a load on it. I don't know. Anyway. Hi. I got my awards yesterday. I got them in the morning, just barely, 2004. So it's just barely over 2000. I took the afternoon off, pretty much. I can't keep taking afternoons off. I've got some I got some work to do on the Barbarian book. But mostly what I have to do is kind of nudge my daughter and get the process going so that when I get Dark Knight Station back, I can give Karen a Barbarian book. I also have to get, so I've got formatting work to do. I've got to do the Wizard's Butler paperback. I've got to do the new covers for the Shaman Tales. I don't have the third cover yet, but I could be getting the other covers ready to go. Still have some work to do on Fenwell Bay. Need to get, well, to begin with, I have to get it formatted, but I also give it a read through. Now that I've made the changes and put it all in, Karen loved the book, but she tends to like all my stuff, so I'm not sure if it's. I'm not sure how to accept her basic acceptance of my work. It's like, she edits a lot of books. She edits a lot of short stories. I'm walking and not talking. I got like three different things all roiling around in my head right at the moment. I'm tired. I got up at like 6:20. I had my coffee, I've had my toast, I'm still tired. I went through my For the Words quests for the day, so I know what I'm going to be doing. And I know what I have to do after that. I've got a bunch of stuff that I can't clear because I'm locked out of the region where the quests came from, which is weird. But the story took an odd twist, which is always a good thing. Well, usually a good thing. An unusual license plate, D.H. Heck. It is a lovely morning. It is Saturday morning. I'm going to get a grocery run in today, which will hamper my ability to get the words together. Particularly since I really have to stop checking in on Twitter for anything. It's hard right now because Karen is doing Dark Knight Station, and so she's live tweeting her read through. I don't think she works on the weekend, so. The drawing room mystery, she calls it. Drawing room mystery. I'm gonna make the eastern turn here. Somebody walking way down the street. So today's the 5th. We've got like 2 weeks till the equinox, but the sun is feeling very equinoxy, in that it's particularly early in the morning, it's shining down these east-west streets. Morning. It's almost 60. The official temperature is 54, but it's outside my back gate, it was almost 50. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. So I'm wearing my hoodie this morning. It's a little overdressed, but and the deadline for the the Simsek short story contest is coming up. I keep thinking, if you don't know what that is, because I've talked about it briefly before, but if you missed that episode, Simsek is it's a international group concerned with maritime safety. It involves a lot of military. So it's Navy, Coast Guard, Peter Gold, who is my CO, my commanding officer, my captain for Pequod Arionis, the ship that I'm on in the Royal Manticoran Merchant Marine. Has put me onto it a few months ago now, and I'm thinking, it's like, what might I say about security? And I keep coming back to this idea that security isn't security involves protecting yourself. Security involves making sure that you're able to do what you want to do. It comes in various flavors. There's food security, there's water security. Do you have enough water to drink? Do you have enough food to eat? Do you have enough shelter to protect you from the elements, to provide a buffer against other people, to feel secure? And then another word for secure is safe. And so particularly right now, where there are a lot of people who don't feel safe, with a great deal of justification, Jesus, they just moved into this house. We're having a moving sale. Have anything left? A lot of stuff. Anyway, so I keep thinking about back in the day when ships were prone to pirates. When governments put navies in place to protect their vital commerce. To say nothing of their colonial aspirations. The difficulty and the reason captains have such high degrees of authority is that communications are slow. Before there was radio, once a captain got out of visual sight of land, you couldn't contact him. You had to send another ship after him. So if something happened on the ship, the captain was the one who got to say, okay, how are we going to deal with whatever this thing is? And so captains have a huge amount of autonomy and authority, even now when you can pick up a phone from the middle of the Pacific and talk to people. You have to have a special phone, but I mean, you can do it. It's possible. They still keep that authority. They still keep that autonomy. And the difficulty with security in those days was that pirates would, as I do now, in the Straits of Hormuz, pirates would stake out places where ships had to sail in order to get from one place to another, particularly when their holds were full of merchandise, gold, whatever. And so it was pretty much, you know, it was pretty easy to, you know, okay, we're going to send a fleet of gunboats over, and we're going to patrol to make sure that the ships passing through are safe. Making sure they're safe from their captains, making sure they're safe from their crews is another question. It's an interesting problem because the captains have such high levels of authority. It's a long way around to get to. In the deep dark, there are no shoals. There are no places where ships congregate. There are no places where rich cargoes can be intercepted. Even in places like Odin's Outpost, you can't really intercept. You could, but why would you intercept a ship there? It's still a ship, maybe. But the idea of maritime security in the deep dark is CPJCT. It's the towholds with their tacit but very recognized, we don't want to piss each other off because it's a long way to get a quart of milk or a few tons of oxygen. And it might be that the nearest place is, we really want to be on good terms with. So there's a certain amount of self-interest. There's a certain amount of interconnectivity, interdependence that helps to foster security. The one place I have written about is Iron Mountain, and Iron Mountain is considered to be the thugs. They're the people who would just as soon steal it as make it or build it or buy it. And the question is always, how do they run? How do they work? How does that happen? How can you even do that? I haven't written a story there yet. Although maybe I should. Maybe I should. Maybe that's the next origin story. But the answer to a bunch of the questions that fans keep asking about the deep dark might be a short story about security, about the goals, about the tools. Because in the deep dark, security is not about who's got the biggest gun. It's who's got the best intel. So, if you're going to write a short story about that, submit it to SimSec. We'll see. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.